have no time for myself. How often do we really say this and think it and also mean it and feel it, you know, this quenching thought of like, oh my gosh, I'm just so squeezed empty like a lemon. So what I wanted to bring to your attention here is that actually this whole meaning and sentence and feeling of I have no time for myself or for me is absolutely untrue, because every single split second that you are here in this physicality, in this physical life, as you, as this physical body, is the time that you have for yourself. Meaning that this is an empty feeling, and based on old recordings, based on actually being a mirror that's staring you in the face and actually really in your face, never leaving, was saying you are not making the most out of this time that you have right now, because every single split second that you are here on this earth in this physical life is your time for yourself. So instead of, well, first of all, instead of feeling this and then making others responsible for it, or the situation, the, you know, circumstances making them responsible for you not having any time for yourself, I would shift this whole thing. I would say, anytime that you feel like, oh, I just don't have any time for myself, take this and say, oh, the light bulb goes off, right? I acknowledge that I'm feeling that. Then accept, respect, appreciate, think, and love this absolute truth mirror that's staring in your face, saying, wait a minute, from there, I am realizing that I am not making every single split second that I'm here my time. And then from there, how would that look, you know? So, because even with kids and with staying home 24/7 right now, and with work and with cleaning and all that, and not enough sleep, it is still your time that you are here to experience, and it is still your responsibility, and you are in charge to make the most of it. So when you have time, ask yourself, well, what would that mean for you, right? Would it be like a 2-second little break, close your eyes and breathe deeply and focus on that, and realizing that this is right now your time? Or is it to make peace, some sort of peace inside of you, to say, you know what, even in the midst of me being kind of like, you know, tired and everywhere and dealing with everything and managing everything, this is my time right now. So, hey, I better put a smile on this, because this is my time right now. This is my time right now. Nothing has to change. This is my time right now. So I'm gonna breathe into this. I'm gonna acknowledge everything, accept, respect, appreciate, thank, and love everything, because this is my time right now. So it's always up to ourselves to make every split second my time for myself. It really is always in the how do I approach this? How do I make this? And it's also in not making anybody or any circumstances responsible for not having any time for myself. So take this as the biggest gift there is, to realize that you are not making this time right now the time for yourself, however that may look, because it's not always only in the I just need space, I just need everybody to go away, it's actually most of the time in how am I feeling in this moment, and how am I approaching, with what feelings and old thoughts and old beliefs am I approaching what's going on right now. And with that, I invite you to make every split second your time for yourself, because that is what you came here to do, and that's all you really have, and that's what you're in charge of, and what you can choose to make this split second right now my time for myself, no matter what the situation is. I hope you enjoy this new gained wisdom and time for yourself, and leave me comments or get in touch with me for any questions you have, and I'm wishing you the best day ever. Bye-bye.